This burger's alright.
Yeah.
Like a normal ass. Same as McDonald's burger.
Is this the X Games?
I think so.
Appears to be.
I wasn't sure if they were. I thought I heard someone talking about X Games like a few days ago. I thought maybe they were already over.
No, I think they're just kicking off this weekend.
Will be at E3 this year.
Right.
You know, they might want to take a little break from that one.
Yeah.
Man.
Unless he's there to endorse State 4.
Oh my god. Did EA straight come out and say no?
There's something on Twitter. They're like, we're excited about the passion, but no, that game's not in development currently. Which of course they would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know who would do it.
Where is, like, Black Box now? What is that?
A lot of them ended up on the Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare team.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, those are also really good games.
Yeah, like, so. Those are doing well and, you know, all that stuff, so. But yeah, I don't know.
What up?
It's about time.
You guys eating again.
How you doing?
I actually wasn't going to come this year until Jeff kind of called me out.
Well, you know.
This is my brother calling.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
How's it going?
Yeah.
I think.
How's the drive going?
It's going okay so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. You tell me I'm just behind the car like a zombie or something.
Like this first stretch is really easy.
In the podcast this week when Alex said, when you said that, this is like the...
tradition.
Yeah. No,
like good for the soul.
The calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Like the pits thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In your underwear. Skid
mark. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thing, yeah. So, yeah. I guess that's pretty much it.
Just cool. All right. Have a 4G3?
Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool.
Check out the streams.
Yeah. It'll be fun to listen to watch you guys' shows.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
You want some Del Taco while you're here?
No. I actually thought about buying, you know, I could buy you guys something.
No, but I got this gift card that's got, like,
no,
I don't
need
it.
No, I just say, I'm not.
Do you want it? It's got, like, 10 bucks on it, I think. This is, like, the one time.
After
like,
last year, the company sent us, they sent us that.
Yeah.
So,
oh, really?
So, yeah. I think it was 20 bucks. I mean, it might be 25 bucks.
They follow
but,
you guys,
but I used, like,
12
of it.
Yeah,
because of that, basically, yeah. So they sent this, and then
the
I couldn't find
it. Now?
Apparently,
not officially, but you know, in our hearts.
True.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really found it this morning. So.
Yeah. Listen, Danny, you have something to say to me?
Yeah, I'd like to formally apologize.
It's really like it's so bizarre that was like what.
See, he has got a bit better time than me, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like my tan is on the ridge.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Looks like
I knew exactly what you were saying. Like,
yeah, right?
Okay, good.
Yeah,
so,
these guys.
I mean, how could I hate another person that's like at the drive-in, so.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Great
thing. This is a very greasy quesadilla.
So I guess I'll let you guys get back to
it. No worries. Pleasure to meet you again, man.
Hey, would you guys mind if I picture you?
Sure.
Like, I'm back on asking, and like also just for last year, I was like super unsure about coming. Like Brad was talking about how he was like a little weird out by it, and so was I. So just so you guys know.
No worries. You want to take it?
Yeah, you want to take it?
You got in the building.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Charge 150 million different items.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful taco. It's great.
I think I killed him.
Mm-hmm.
See if did the shot catch shot?
I think so. I don't know.
That would have been a real shame if that was.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Danny survived another day.
It was very strange to hear this deep voice shout Beef O'Brady from across the room.
I was like, uh-oh.
It's like, oh shit, this is how I die.
We haven't even told the chat the really weird thing of me running into a woman I went to high school with. Her and her husband, I guess, were driving this road tripping out of San Diego, and we happened to be the same Del Taco at the same time.
Huh. Hundreds of miles away.
Yep.
Such is the pull of this particular establishment.
It's actually the center of the universe. The dead center.
Yeah. It's where it all happens.
The cold dead center.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing cold about it.
I totally forgot that he actually did reach out over Tumblr last year as well. About a month afterwards.
I had also forgotten that, but
yeah. When he said it there, I was like, oh fuck yeah, we talked.
A guy BMX biking to Pennywise, so the X Games officially started.
Someone needs to write some new action sports music.
Yeah,
it's like once like the SoCal punk thing kind of ran its course, no one really figured out where to go from there, how to pivot.
And rap is sort of pulled in a direction which doesn't really align itself with that, you know, like it did for a while there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there's some of them still around, but no more Red Man.
Well, yeah, is there? Red Man is still, he still exists. He is still rapping, but
he is still on this mortal plane.
But I don't know that what he is doing would fit with.
Is Del the Funky Homo Sapiens still doing stuff?
He's around.
He did the song in the intro movie to Battleborn.
Oh, yeah. Does he go by something else now?
That's Deltron. It's him and another guy.
Right, okay.
Was that the Automator?
Yeah.
I remember that song because you can't skip it.
Uh-huh.
The song was good. Was
yes.
Fine. Yeah. But
the unskippable quality is maybe a little more of an issue.
Anyone want any quesadilla?
I'm loaded. I'm on food, man.
Just one segment of it, even.
Oh, I might,
look
you
look at
what?
The grease.
I might. Fuck. You only live once. Thank you. This
is cheese. Yeah, it is cheese on tortilla. Yeah. With, I guess, onions in there, too, somewhere.
The most exciting part of this is the first soda I drank in about 6 weeks. Fucking amazing.
Mm. Yeah, I've cut way back on soda. Mm. I drink maybe one a week at this point. Wow.
I drink like one energy drink pretty much Monday through Friday.
Mm.
And then I'll have like a diet Pepsi here and there, but it's not like it used to be. Though sometimes on the weekend or something, like if I don't have a lot going on, I will just tear through a lot of diet soda.
Yeah. Use it like water.
Because just like, I'm just going to sit here and play video games, and it's just like, okay, I'm going to keep cracking these open and going. Like, that's bad.
Yeah. I do that, but I do it with seltzer, because I live in New York, and at some point you just start drinking seltzer when you live in New York.
You don't really have a choice, right?
Yeah, it's just kind of there.
What's that?
Everyone drinks it.
Really?
Yeah, everybody drinks seltzer. And at a certain point, like, you either buy in, or, you know, you rail against it the entire time you're there, and that's no fun.
You never feel like you live there.
So, like, we have free soda in the office in New York. Supposed to be 25-cent bullshit that out here. But I just end up drinking all the free seltzer.
Wow. Yeah, I swapped with seltzer 6 weeks ago.
It's clean living.
I mean, basically the same thing, though, right? I'm just like...
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, it's just water.
No aspartame, I guess.
Well, I mean, so there's not really anything in seltzer.
Yeah, it's just water, right?
Yeah, it's just water with like a little bit of natural flavoring, that's it.
It's theoretically better for you, I guess, but not at all.
I think I was more worried about like the addictive nature of the behavior. And that's like almost like for like, but it just like, because I would easily slam like 4 liters of Diet Coke no problem one day, just like,
yep,
knocking that shit back.
Yeah, at some point I turned 30, and the ability to drink that much high fructose corn syrup at a time just no longer works. My digestive system just said, I flatly reject this proposition.
That's what mine is saying right now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, fuck off.
This burrito. You are the master of your domain.
Exactly. I choose to eat these burritos. For now.
Oh, you guys got fries as well.
I didn't. I almost never get anything here that's not just the Mexican food. The burgers are fine. It's just never what I'm in the mood for.
Yeah.
I always feel this weird obligation to try a little bit of everything.
Sample all of what Mexico has to offer.
Yeah, yeah. And it's...
You only come here once a year, right? So it's like,
yeah.
It's always something new in me.
Every year it's confusing. Every year I stare at the menu and go, I don't even know what to get. And then I just start ordering and I don't know when to stop.
Like you're looking for the safety net, the one you always go for and you can't find it anywhere.
Exactly. Like I don't even know what to get. So I'm just like, I don't know. What's on this burrito?
This one's weird, but I like it. The bacon ranch and avocado burrito. I mean, I thought I don't think it would be possible to even eat this food without the soda.
Yeah.
It's just got such like a...
I don't know, yeah.
There's a degree, yeah, there's a degree of lubrication needed to get it all down your gullet.
It's awful.
And that lubrication is exclusively Cherry Coke.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
I go with this much Barks and then Diet Coke for the rest of it.
I went all Diet Coke and it tastes weird.
Oh, really?
This is a weird Diet Coke. I'm going to eat the rest of this taco and then not eat anything ever again. That's my new plan.
You have a burrito left.
Uh-huh. That's the tax I just paid. I'm willing to accept that as a loss.
Yeah, I think my center of gravity has shifted.
Still some quesadilla left.
Jesus.
Got this burrito over here.
What burrito is it? Sell it to me.
I don't need to sell this burrito to you because this shit right here sells itself. It's a Del Combo burrito. It's got beef and beans and cheese and sauce.
It's like your standard burrito?
Yeah.
I might have a bite of this.
Have a few bites of it.
Idea.
I'm out here selling burritos. You're gonna ask to try my burritos. You're gonna believe that my burritos are good or not.
Uh-huh. Nope. It's like you got a lot of business. You got a lot of business sense.
Yeah.
Are you?
You ever acted?
You ever? No. But I sold burritos.
I watch that scene from that movie at least 3 times a year.
That's a good call.
I don't know why you're referencing it. I just thought you were being creepy.
It is from the documentary, the HBO-produced documentary, Hips Up, Hoes Down.
What?
And it's for a speech that Ice-T gives in the middle of it while he's getting his hair done about how he got into the record business.
Okay.
And replaced the word burritos in that bit we just did with hand grenades.
Oh, right.
That's the speech.
Yeah, where like they're worried that he doesn't have enough music, like that maybe only one of these songs is good.
Right.
And he's just like, well, you know, like maybe I gave you the only good hand grenade. Either you believe these hand grenades are good or you don't. And they, yeah.
They signed him right there.
Or so he says.
Yeah.
Right.
I refuse to believe that Ice-T would be anything less than forthright in his tales of his past.
Yes, definitely. Of course.
<clears throat> 109. Okay. Well, hold on. I gotta get a refill.
I think I might just, I'm gonna head over to the truck stop side of things and buy some stuff over there.
Cool. I think I'm gonna do the same.
For the road.
NASCAR jacket.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the F1 Grand Prix this year. Drew.
Oh, yeah, well, you probably need a jacket then.
Buy one more time for a high five.
High five?
Oh, man. Yeah.
There you go.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good
job with you guys.
We go all the way around?
Make the loop.
All right.
Yeah.
Calvin, you want to say hi to Alex?
No. Do you want to tell him about the video game that you play?
What does he play?
He plays the Batman Lego video
game. Oh, yeah?
And he likes to find the zoo and ride on the animals.
Well, there's more Lego games coming soon, so.
Awesome. You want a zoo?
Who's your favorite animal?
Oh, out of the
giraffes
zoo?
And zebras.
You tried to find the animals out of the zoo?
Yeah.
Well, you got to aim. I made the dumb statement of telling him he could go to Madagascar once his little brother's 12. He's probably going to want us to.
Yeah, yeah, you're locked in on that one, unfortunately.
And he said it without consulting me.
Of course.
Why would I going to remember? That's the one thing he's going to make sure he remembers every year.
Calvin, no. Don't play squishy with his brother.
Oh, goodness. All right.
All right, let's get back in the car.
You can get your zebra toes.
Good to see you, too. That's so random.
I know, but I love it.
That was awesome.
So, was that fans that was interacting with you
guys?
Yes,
it was.
Good times?
Yeah.
I have to assume that's kind of like when I run into a random student that I didn't know something about, I'm like, Yes, I did tell that one bad joke one time.
Yes, no, it is very good to see you.
Take care, guys.
Right, see you.
Take care, safe travels.
High school with both of them? Or?
So he was a few years older than me, so okay. I didn't really know him then. But he's a coach of the football team, Petaluma High now.
Oh, crazy.
And she teaches there.
Oh, wow. All right, let's head over to the truck stop and make some more horrible mistakes. On these DVDs, want to go in on it? You get the Edge, I get the Town. No, wait, Shadow Man.
Transcendence.
Yeah, this copy of Shadow Man for $7.
Possibly Batman Forever.
Oh, wait, Maverick.
I like Maverick.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's good.
It's Waylon Jennings CD.
You see, they're making a new Triple X.
Yeah,
With Vin Diesel.
With Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Wow, it's coming back. Even though they joked he was dead in the second one, apparently.
That was what they wanted you to think.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some like lower rent DVDs that are just in these sleeves.
This is looking. It's like here's the Asylum Films section.
What is Billy Owens?
Ghost Bride. Frankenstein Syndrome. The Giant Killer.
What should we trick Danny into buying? Like jacket wise, clothing wise.
Oh, these camo t-shirts. certainly have a certain appeal. Oh, here we go. This is what
is this, straight from the Larry the Cable Guy collection?
Apparently.
Like pre-torn sleeveless.
So this is colors. I think this is. Well, there's also the Christian Trucker shirt, which I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to, but
I'm just gonna check and see what size this is. Okay, no, this wouldn't fit me.
An actual damn leather vest.
$30?
2XL.
Road wear. Oh, NASCAR button-ups. They're all right here. Just a nice safety orange.
Mm-hmm. Safety yellow. All right, Danny. So we picked out some fashion choices for you. First of all, these pre-torn denim shirts, vests.
It's wonderful. Undertaker cosplay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can be the American Badass if you want to.
In four different colors, no less.
We have this this shirt here, which will denote your dedication to life as a Christian trucker.
Oh, my God. White's my color as well. It would be the color of this, actually, wouldn't it?
And then we've got some nice camo shirts over here, if that's a thing you're into. Like none of these camo t-shirt.
Hang on, this one has a bunch of angry clowns on it.
Oh, it's kind of like IPC.
Yeah, it's like bootleg ICP wear.
It's not the good people at Liquid Blue.
Yeah.
It's under $20.
Perhaps you like this one, it has some planets on it. It's
what is called?
Oh, well, I found the shirt for me, obviously.
Oh, my. Yeah. It can be only one world.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, all of these are underneath the $25 requirement for a receipt that I do on my Amex.
I mean, you probably need clothing to be on the stage show anyway.
Hey, you guys?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We found the
NASCAR.
Yes.
This is the Pit Crew collection.
Bush beer on the back of this one. And on the front.
These all different teams? I don't know anything about
them. They're all, yeah, the different drivers. They have different numbers on them, so they got to be.
Okay. I'm buying one of these. So
okay.
This is definitely happening, so we need to figure out which one.
Well, this one says Nationwide is on your side, and also has TaxSlayer.com on it.
Tax Slayer and Mountain Dew.
This Tax one, Slayer?
Jeez. Tax Slayer. They're slaying your taxes. Mobile. Bush beer.
I kind of like the Bush beer
one. I don't know what Bush beer is.
It's a shitty beer.
Yeah, mobile one's too, like, that's too normal.
Like, they could just be a soccer.
I don't know what Axalta is. Also
Lowe's, home improvement.
No,
oh, 88. That's Dale Earnhardt Jr. I think
the Bush beer is your...
Which
is,
one is the Bush beer? The blue one?
Yeah, this light blue. XL. Turquoise color.
It's got Jimmy John's on it, just like Brock Lesnar.
Really?
All right, well, that's
medium. XL or medium? I mean, ain't no medium. I don't know. Did everyone big? I don't know. This could go both ways. I mean, I can try it on. This is a medium.
Snaps.
Of course it has got.
You got time for buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it might be an overshoot. It might be like a...
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. My friend, I don't say this very often. This shirt, it's like you were poured into it. It was made for you.
I've never worn anything like this. This feels like...
And you never will again, but...
It doesn't feel like clothing. It feels like...
Yeah. It's like you're in a
rigid.
Costume.
It's like it's,
yeah, it's like
fry
stiff.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Well, I think this is.
Why are these so? What the fuck's going on?
I don't know.
This is a medium as well. I've never fit into a medium in my life. All right.
Problem solved. I'm gonna go find a drink. Something down there that looks like it's like Thai Red Bull. It's like
Thai Red Bull.
Like it's concentrated Monster. It's
tiny
bottles.
So it's like the syrupy shit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like I kind of want to get one, but I kind of don't.
considering what you just ate, maybe
that's... Yeah. This Diet Dr. Pepper has a picture of Superman on it.
Not for him.
Yeah.
Terrible book on tape
should
we get?
I don't think I can handle it.
Okay.
I don't know if I can handle a book on CD.
But some of them say it's like a movie in your mind.
I do.
Don't like you a, want that?
I do like a nice mind.
Don't you need that? Episode 2, Winning Friends and Influencing People. The new constitutional monarch, Douglas Campbell, and his reluctant champion, Louis Deathstalker, find themselves in deep and treacherous waters on Campbell's first day in Parliament. But the king's head of protocol, Anne Barclay, and his betrothed, the beautiful opera star, Jessamine Flowers, have him prepared well.
Is this Hellgate, London?
Probably. I don't know.
There's something back there. It was a big wooden club, and it's called, like, a tire beater thing.
Mm. Okay, for...
It's just a big wooden...
I mean, they are really cute.
For hitting tires?
Hitting tires.
Huh? Sometimes tires gotta get hit. All right, I think I'm okay. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Actually, getting water, huh? That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah, I should probably do...
$30 as well.
Yeah.
I'll put another props.
Can you ring these two up separately? Sunglasses to go with that shirt. They got a.
I think Alex Ball.
Bought sunglasses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm legit buying a pair of sunglasses.
Well, the
tire
band isn't working
at half.
Not
working.
See, the next one is
22 inch.
I need a 22
inch. Oh, God, is that
what
this
for?
Thank
you.
Sorry,
no problem.
I got this next year. Actually, I don't need that.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, how are you?
Is that going to be a move to this?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have a lunch card with this?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Thank you for calling Loves 441. Christina speaking. Hey.
Receipt?
No, I'm okay.
84 cents for your change. Do you want a bag for this?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Some amazing toys.
I'm amazed.
It's just that
what
worm.
Is doing?
It's a worm thing on a string.
Okay.
What is? They've been making them forever. It's not actually that amazing of a toy.
What are they?
They're on a string, so you can make it like they're moving.
I see. It's not really that amazing.
Squirmels.
Squirmel.
I don't know. That's a new name for a thing that has existed forever.
See you next year.
I think the guy in front of me was talking about sunglasses. Oh, those are really great sunglasses.
I bought some terrific sunglasses.
Did you have a piece of dirtbag clothing that you purchased?
I didn't get anything.
Oh, that's a shame.
I live the dirtbag clothing lifestyle on the daily, so.
I love this thing.
Well, run. All right, now we're going to have to switch back to the iPad, which hopefully that thing works. So I'm going to shut this off here on the phone, and then you guys need to take pictures of this shit that you're wearing.
Yeah, I want to show everyone off my sweet.
And post it to Twitter, I guess.
This is hot social media.
Yeah, here, why don't you use my phone, take a photo, I'll post it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shut this off.